is the Tom Likas Show.
Drug dealing, hookers, and loud music.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
No shit, it's retarded.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at MobiUpTom.com. You can hear us on our brand new free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. It's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you and me in another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And as we do every Tuesday in our bonus hour, we bring in, in this case, family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom.
What's going on?
Now, remember, you know, we look at these celebrity cases, and obviously it's celebrities, so it's not exactly normal, regular people, of course. But there are some important lessons, I think, that can be gleaned from them. And we have two very recent divorces going on right now that I want to talk about briefly. The first one, very interesting, is the singer Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale.
Yes.
Well, now, what were you saying? She made a song about this or something?
Yes.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
What's it called?
I have to check.
Maybe Mike can put it on for us.
I don't know the name of it, but go ahead.
But it's
now.
It's not very good, as I understand.
I'm not a big fan, but it is playing currently on Pure Pop Hits. Well, anyone wants to hear it.
Apparently, and this is what I want to talk about, this is an important lesson to guys. She is very, very rich, apparently, and much richer than he is. And apparently, in his initial filing, he said that he wanted half her fortune or whatever. And we're talking about, you know, $50 million or something unbelievable. And he was asking for spousal support, which, you know, women routinely ask for that, and they got absolutely no shame about it. That article, Tom, that was solid gold yesterday with that woman from Vancouver who was talking about being the alpha female.
Right.
Yeah, well, you're going to see that alpha female one day in court talking about, I can't work and I'm unemployed and I need my husband, or I should say my ex-husband, to support me for the rest of my life.
Right.
So I don't know what the hell this is, but the bottom line is that for a change, the man was the broke one and the woman was the rich one with Stefani and Rossdale. And what happened is she commented, they asked her, how do you feel about the fact that he's asking for alimony from you and he's asking for money from you? And this also reflected in that case with the Brian Austin Green, with the one from Beverly Hills 90210 was also asking for alimony as a man from Megan Fox or whatever. But anyways, so in this case, Gwen Stefani said, and this is like the big headline, that she was disgusted. I really think that's fascinating.
You know, that's disgusting. It's not disgusting when men have to pay alimony. That's not disgusting.
Hell yeah. A woman goes for broke. I mean, I have been amazed, even at the conclusion of alimony, where let's say there was a stipulation signed that the woman was going to get alimony for 7 years. And the husband, the ex-husband, you know, pays her for 7 years like he's supposed to, a lot of money. And she just pisses it all away, as women do. She considers it mad money. She spends it on who knows what, shoes and purses and whatnot. And at the end of 7 years, it's, you know, supposed to end. And she has no shame to go back to court and ask for it to be extended. And a lot of times that works. You know, women absolutely positively go for broke. And I was reading an interesting book a couple of years ago about sales. And it said, and this is something that everyone should always think about. I know a lot of the listeners are in the sales business and whatnot, but this is all related to different aspects of life. This is also true in everything you do. Something like 2/3 of salesmen never ask for the sale. They've actually studied this. So think about this. You know, this salesperson is pitching you whatever it is and trying to get you interested and doesn't try to close the deal. A lot of guys go home frustrated with a woman that might have said yes, but they never try to close the deal. Now, I'm not saying that rejection, you know, is not unpleasant, and I think overcoming your fear of rejection is very important. You know, Tom used to say, when you go out, you know, if you're going to hit on girls, you have to know that, what was it, 90% of the time, Tom, it's not going to work. And as a man, you know, that's just life. You have to be able to take that in stride.
Right.
I mean, you're gonna go up to a chick, you're going to say, hey, what's up, blah, 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 whatever your story is, and she's going to tell you to get lost, and that's going to happen to you 9 times out of 10. And as a salesperson, when you're trying to sell something expensive or whatever, a lot of times people are going to reject the idea. And, you know, that's that salesman thing we used to say, right? You know, what's it going to take to get you into this car today? How can I get you into this car today? Well, what's fascinating to me in this case of, you know, Stefani, ultimately, guys tend to be in the mindset, and this is what guys tend to say to me when they hire me, I want it over with. That's the big guy thing. The woman feels good to prolong the divorce for years and make the guy suffer as much as possible. I know this one particular woman from the Valley here in L.A. who made her divorce last, I think, 12 or 13 years so far, just to torture her husband, her ex-husband. I think that there are a lot of cases where I've seen people with two-year marriages and the divorce went on for 5 years. But the real hook is that this Rossdale dumped the whole divorce and settled with her and walked away with almost nothing in the interest of getting it over with.
Do we know that he got almost nothing?
Yeah.
Well, I thought, aren't these agreements confidential?
It's confidential, but I can promise you that he didn't get a fraction of what he could have gotten if he had hung on and really fucked with her. He wanted it over with. He said, I don't give a shit, get it over with. And his lawyer said, okay. And maybe he got $1 million, but he could have gotten $50 million. Okay? And the reality is that that's a very common behavior among men. This is, in my opinion, not asking for the sale, not recognizing your rights. Now, let me give you another example. So many guys, when they start splitting up with the woman, will just leave the house. Now, why do you do that? Why is she supposed to get the house? A lot of guys will walk out and not take the kids, or the woman leaves and she takes the kids. Why is the presumption that the woman is going to get the kids? I mean, that is not how it works anymore.
Well, I know in one case of someone I know who was having an affair and got a divorce. He told me, and I talked to him over and over, he felt guilty.
Guilty.
About what he did.
Yeah, of course. Every guy always feels guilty.
Never mind the fact that his wife was also having various affairs during that time. He felt guilty. Where's she going to live? What's she going to do?
He's so worried about her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the problems is that when you're married, your instinct is to protect your wife. And then when you get divorced, you have to break out of that because she's not your friend anymore. And a lot of guys say, well, if I'm nice to her, if I give her a big settlement, she's going to be decent. She'll be more reasonable. And the answer is actually that's not true. And with respect to guilt, I think that a lot of guys, without cheating, feel guilty because they had sex with their wife. They feel like as the woman is married to you, she's making some huge sacrifice. And the fact that she lives with you and has sex with you and cooks and cleans for you, you should feel guilty and remorseful for all what you've put her through. The poor thing. Okay? Now, the truth is you've made all her dreams come true. She's the one that wanted to get married. She's the one that wanted the house with a white picket fence and a family and all this other stuff. And here you are creating everything she wants. And she has mind-fucked you so bad that you think she's doing you a favor. And so you feel guilty, and you end up giving her 90% of your paycheck for the rest of your life, being her slave after you're no longer married to her. That's insanity. The other interesting case that's going on that we've just heard about.
Before we go to the other interesting case, I got the name of the song you're
asking. Oh, okay, sorry.
It's called Used to Love You.
Okay.
And if you listen to it, it's pretty clear it's not about some fictitious, imaginary person.
Oh, is this it?
This is it. This is it. And it's currently playing on Pure Pop Hits at purepophits.com.
I don't know how much of this I can take.
Right. Well, I agree. There you go. That's the song.
Thanks, Mike.
It goes on and on.
Okay, well, there's her song of woe, but she got to keep her money because Mr. Rossdale apparently feels bad. Now, this is another case.
By the way, Mr. Rossdale is not just some anonymous person. Mr. Rossdale was the lead singer of the band called Bush, which had like one or two alternative hits in like the 90s.
Don't think financially they're on equal terms, Tom.
No,
seriously.
They're not. Because, you know, they had like one or two hit records, and that was it.
Fair enough. So the other case, I swear I'm going to get to it, is the Halle Berry case. Now, this is an interesting matter. That's something that guys have to really think carefully about. I actually saw them in court a few times, and it was a closed hearing and whatnot. So we were there, and then they threw us out, and they let us back in. But, you know, Halle Berry had a child with this model, Gabrielle Aubrey.
Oh, really? I thought his name was Olivier Martinez.
No, that's the one she's with now.
That's okay.
I'm getting
so this
to him.
Is the previous guy.
That's right.
Okay.
And then they broke up, and he was living off of the child support, and that really pissed her off, apparently. She tried to get it eliminated. But she got involved with this French actor. This is
Olivier Martinez.
Okay. And we saw these people in court. They're quite the menagerie. So the bottom line is, what I watched them do last year or 2 years ago was that Halle Berry had the idea that she wanted to live in France with this Martinez guy. And so she wanted to do a move away. And Aubrey was against it because it was going to take his child away and he was, you know, not going to see very much of her. And they went through a whole thing with this. But you have to remember, although they're celebrities, they're also people. They're regular people, believe it or not. And what's interesting is that the Tom Likas rules apply no matter what you do. Now, our friend Olivia Martinez got involved with a single mother. Now, I know it was Halle Berry, and I know she's super hot, okay? I don't know, Tom, do you make an exception for single mothers under any circumstances?
Only if they are no longer capable of reproducing, and I'm not living with them, or ever going to live with them, or ever going to get involved with their kids. I'm never going to meet their kids, never going to know
their
kids.
Whoa. I think he broke the rule five different ways. I think he had another kid with her, and he lived with her, but then you think he married her. But anyway, so what ended up happening is that Martinez got involved and married Halle Berry and had another child with her, but he got involved in her custody fight with Aubrey. Now, this is a classic thing that happens, and you guys have got to be aware of this. A lot of times when I get calls, I'm not getting a call from the woman. I'm getting a call from the woman's new boyfriend who gets involved and intervenes against the previous husband or the previous boyfriend. So here, as a man, because she's your girlfriend, you're getting involved in a fight that is not your fight. You're getting in a fight with her and her previous boyfriend over the kid that's not yours. Now, to put yourself in that position, you got to be out of your fucking mind. Okay, there's just no other way to say it. What ended up happening is that during one of the custody exchanges, Aubrey and Martinez got into a fist fight and beat each other up.
I remember reading about that, yes.
And this is absolutely unbelievable. And there was going to be criminal charges pressed. It was like a whole crazy thing. And they ended up resolving it before it got out of hand. But the reality is there's no reason for them two to be fighting. This is something that turns women on, okay? You've seen it in bars, this cute little damsel in distress, and she's like, oh, you two boys aren't going to fight over little old me, okay? Here, you have this custody problem. You have Halle Berry wanting to grab the kid and disappear to Europe. And you have her baby daddy not wanting her to go. And so Martinez, he wants her to go to Europe with him. They have a whole plan. And he sees this prior boyfriend as the enemy. And he ends up getting involved in this very lengthy, expensive, awful, dramatic, blood, sweat, and tears fight. And ultimately, Halle Berry loses. And she's not allowed to take the kid to France. You see this other case with Kelly Rutherford, where the husband is in Monaco. I mean, you have these international problems like this. And this is stuff that goes on with regular people. I've had a few cases of people where they married a Norwegian and they wanted to go back to Norway, or they married someone from Korea who then took the kid and split for Christmas, was supposed to come back in 2 weeks, and just never came back. And what ends up happening is that this is nightmarish stuff. And in the case of Martinez fighting with Aubrey, they ended up getting into a real confrontation. This was something that must have been very, very aggravating. And then Martinez starts his relationship with this shit foundation. He has a kid with Halle Berry. They have this big custody fight that he gets all embroiled in. I haven't seen him in a movie in a very long time, so I don't think he's so famous anymore. But the bottom line is, here it is just a few years later, and they've announced today that they're getting divorced. Okay? And Halle Berry is using the same lawyer against him that she used against Aubrey. So think about that. He must have been going to meetings with her and this lawyer and working with this lawyer and, you know, helping her with the custody fight. And now that same lawyer is going to be putting screws to him in their divorce. So, you know, as a guy, if you think that you're going to be Captain Save-A-Ho and you're going to make this woman go crazy for you because you're sticking up for her and you're helping her with her fight and you're helping her fight her ex-boyfriend or her ex-husband, she's going to use the same tactics on you.
By the way, you're going to find out why they're fighting. You're going to find out why the ex is so angry. You're going to find out.
Well, I've seen it where the guys end up becoming friends. And they start realizing they both got fucked in the same way by the woman. And you see that, you know, when you were having sex with her and you were blinded by that and the lust and all that kind of thing, this isn't going to be the situation. What's going to end up happening is that she is going to show her true face. And that's exactly what happens now. And that's the mistake that Olivier Martinez is making. And although he's a famous person with a famous woman, it still fits into the basic 101 principles. He should not have gotten involved with a single mother because this is the situation, what happens. Now, I posted something about this on my Facebook recently, and this is something that was written up on Reddit and whatnot. A guy was talking about how he has a stepdaughter that he raised from a very young age, and she's getting married now. And here he paid for her all these years, he put her through college, he did everything for her. Her father was completely uninvolved, and now he's kind of reemerged, and she is squealing with delight that he is her real father, and he's going to be at the wedding to give her away and all this other BS. And here's the guy that actually put all this effort into her, getting the screws put to him. And I got to tell you, being a step-parent is probably one of the most unrewarding things that you could possibly do. I always talk to teenage guys, and they tell me, more than anyone in the world, I hate my stepfather, you know? Doesn't matter what the guy does, it's never going to be good enough. And here you have this Martinez getting all into this crazy situation to the point of actual physical violence, and only 2 years later, a year and a half later, the woman that he was sticking up for and going crazy for, yeah, she's tired of his bullshit. She's divorcing him, too. And that's the truth. That's where it leads.
Yep. That's what you get.
That's what you get. And that's why bros before hoes, man.
Among other things. Oh, my God.
And, you know, I'm sorry, Tom, but the basic reality is that, you know, people have certain patterns. And if she did it to him, sooner or later, she's going to do it to you.
Right.
I mean, that's just the truth. If you go into business with someone, Tom, that's talking about how they fucked over their last partner, okay, but the guy deserved it, you know, he was a loser, or whatever he was, okay, you're going into business with that person, you think you're special, you think you're going to be different, you think you're going to break the mold, if he did it to him, sooner or later he's going to do it to you.
Right.
That's just life.
Right. No, it's absolutely true. I had a chick once that I was involved with. She left another guy for me.
Okay.
All right. And when she got there, all she did was talk him down, and she used to derisively refer to him as Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Small Dick.
In fact, Mr. Wonderful used to have, like, there were things written on the calendar about Mr. Wonderful.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
day I left Mr. Wonderful. What a creep. You know, written on the calendar.
So what, Mr. Wonderful was meant to be sarcastic, I guess?
It was. Because, you know, she was trying to say he wasn't actually wonderful.
Right.
Thought he was wonderful, but he really wasn't Mr. Wonderful. And, of course, it wasn't long before I realized why Mr. Wonderful had the good taste. He had to kick her out. Because now I was trying to kick her out.
Right. Right.
So, Mr. Wonderful, if you're out there, I feel your pain. You were much more successful at getting her out the door.
Well, the thing is, when you were with her and you're getting that great snatch or whatever, you're not thinking about the reality of what she did to the last guy. And as she's, you know, putting him down and insulting him and carrying on and talking about suing him and all this other stuff, you have to think about that, Tom, because, you know, after a couple of months, the whole sex thing is going to wear off, and you're going to be the next asshole, aren't you?
Right.
And that's what she does, right?
Right. That's why you never want to be the guy. You want to be the guy on the outside that she visits once in a while and then goes back to Mr. Wonderful. You never want to be Mr. Wonderful.
I can't get over this Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. Literally, it was written on my calendar. Mr. Wonderful. Mr. Wonderful's birthday, Mr. Wonderful day he kicked me out, Mr. Wonderful, you know, everything memorialized on the calendar about that guy.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if these days she has the date that I kicked her out on the calendar.
Well, I thought you'd be Mr. Wonderful number two.
Right.
Or Mr. Stupid or whatever.
I don't know what she's calling me now.
I remember in college, my girlfriend's roommate was talking about this guy she was dating, and she called him Pencil Dick.
Nice.
Because his dick was so small.
Right.
And she kept talking. I mean, I think I never even knew his name. He was, you know, blah, blah, Pencil Dick is picking me up. Pencil Dick said this and did that. And a couple of months go by, and she introduces this guy, and they're getting married.
Right.
I mean,
very nice.
She has already called him Pencil Dick to all her friends, all her girlfriends, every single person at the wedding, including her parents, know of him as Pencil Dick. And meanwhile, she's marrying him. I mean, how long is that going to last? What a fool.
That's,
you know, this woman is putting down her last boyfriend or carrying on with her last boyfriend or suing her baby daddy for support and custody and visitation. And Halle Berry did it in a very vindictive way. She's going to be vindictive towards you, too.
Right.
Look at your watch. It's just a matter of time.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll take a break, and we're going to come back with Adam Sachs. It's family law attorney Adam Sachs. So that means Adam is going to give you free legal advice. That's what the benefit is of tuning into this bonus hour. You're going to get free legal advice right now from Adam. And all you have to do to get your free advice is to call this number. Again, it's about divorce, separation, child custody, child support, prenuptial agreements, postnuptial agreements, restraining orders, the joys of marriage. Just call this number right now. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM for free family law advice from Adam Sachs right now. It's 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass.
Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. With another Boys Night Out coming up the night before Halloween, this Friday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Our first ever Halloween costume bash, and it's going to be at Dames and Games Topless Sports Bar and Grill in Van Nuys. Oh my, plenty of zombie cheerleader strippers and the blood sucking Likettes, and a best costume contest with a $500 cash prize. You are one of the P1s that's going to win that. So make your plans right now for this Friday night at 9 p.m. at Dames and Games, featuring a topless stage, a go-go stage, private dance areas, a full menu, tons of flat screens, and much more. Get the details right now. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Dames and Games logo. And we will see you this Friday, October 30th, 9 p.m. at Dames and Games Topless Sports Grill in Van Nuys. All right, it's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs. And your questions at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Danny in Donna, Texas. You're on the Tom Likas Show, Danny. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
I wanted to ask a question that I constantly think about, because I've heard these stories where a guy later on, 5 years later on, He didn't know that he's getting charged with child support, but since he didn't contest it, he has to pay child support anyway.
Right.
And I was wondering, if a guy gets snipped and you know this girl wants to make that claim, but then later on disappears, is there anything a guy can do to protect himself from later on from her coming back from 5 years saying, well, you never contested it?
Right. Okay.
You know, you're not the father.
I understand.
But
there's a couple of different versions of this. First of all, having a vasectomy is a great idea. There's a great expression, which is, you know, vasectomy means never having to say you're sorry. Okay. Now, there are a couple of different versions of what you're talking about in terms of the child support cases. One of the craziest ones of all is you have sex with a chick in her apartment, and she ends up having a baby later on, and she sues you. And when she fills out the form and they ask for your address, she puts
her
own address.
They say last known address.
Right.
And, of course, she could truthfully say the last time she saw him at any address was her own address.
Exactly. So, as I was saying, she puts her address. So when the papers come, she takes them and she throws them away. You, the guy, lose by default in that case. Now, a lot of other situations I've seen, and this is really tragic, is a lot of guys get the papers for real. They get served or whatever, and they can't deal with it, and they put it into a drawer and forget about it. And again, the case defaults. Now, years go by, and there is certain points where they're not going to let you undo it anymore because of these things that we've talked about. Even, for example, these guys that get involved with a woman and they find out years later that the kids aren't theirs genetically because she fooled around, but the courts will say sometimes that it's too late after 2 years or whatever, different in different states, to contest. Now, what you're talking about, for example, is a guy who has a vasectomy. Now, if the woman sues you for child support, you can go back and say, look, there's no way that I could be the father of the kid because I had a vasectomy in 2003, and, you know, that's, you know, before I was with her, there's no way I could have gotten her pregnant. Now, that's fantastic, and obviously that's the same, for example, as doing a DNA test and having it come back negative. But again, you know, after all the years, it's very strange that a guy just realized it. Generally, when guys notice this for the first time is when their salary starts getting garnished. I got a lot of guys that don't pay attention to this and ignore the papers and whatever, and then they lose their driver's license, or their check gets taken away, or half of it gets taken away, and that's when they finally wake up. And the thing you got to do immediately is get a lawyer and get the default set aside. Too many guys call the child support department on the phone and start chit-chatting with them and only serve to give them more information, and basically anything you say to them can and will be used against you. So you got to be real smart about it. Now, you're talking about 5 years. Is this your own experience?
No, no. I mean, I always think about it because, you know, I think of, you know, I'm a well-to-do guy, and then I always think, you know, what if one of these days, you know, later on, maybe 5 years later on down the road, you know, I'm told, well, you owe this for child support, and, you know, you never contested it, that it wasn't yours. So now, you know, now you still have to pay.
Well, do you have, did you have a vasectomy?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, what are we talking about? There's no chance that it could be yours, right?
Correct. But will the court see that, or will they say, well, since you never contested that it wasn't your child, haven't you been raising it as your own or something like that, you know?
Well, do you have a woman you're involved with that you're raising her children? I mean, you stay away from single mothers, man.
Right, but I see what he's saying.
What's
all right,
that?
So he had sex with somebody. Maybe he had a one-night stand years ago.
Right.
All right, and that was it. He never spoke to this woman again, never heard from her again. Now, when he didn't know anything was happening, she got pregnant, decided she wanted money,
right.
Remembered this guy's name, put it down at his address, at her address, okay, is my last known address for this guy. He left my house, did the walk of shame, and that was the last address where I didn't even know where he lived,
right.
So I put down my own address. The papers come to her house,
right.
And he never responds, and so there's a default judgment against him saying, well, we never heard from you. You never said I had a vasectomy. So you never demanded a DNA test.
Right.
So therefore, you have to pay.
Right.
Can that happen, even though he's had a vasectomy? Could they say to him, hey, we sent your papers back in 2009, and we never heard back,
well,
so therefore you're the father.
You're supposed to be notified of a court case. It's not fair for you to have a default without notification. So the bottom line, what you're going to argue in court, you certainly need to hire a lawyer right away. I would argue for you that you were never properly notified of the case, that you were never served with process, and that it's not fair that there's a judgment against you and have the judgment set aside. Then when we do the case, we'd say, okay, now that the judgment's set aside, I can tell you right now that you couldn't possibly be the father, and the reason is because you're infertile. You've had the surgery. So there's a couple of things that need to be done. I mean, women, I'm sorry to say today, are scam artists. They're working out angles. What a woman wants more than anything is to get an annuity. And the greatest annuity that a woman can get without too much effort is the child annuity. 18 years of payments. How many is that, Tom? 18 times 12?
216.
216 monthly payments. I mean, seriously, if you knew you could get thousands of dollars every month for 216 months, you would sign up for that. And plus, you're getting to have the baby you wanted and fulfilling yourself and, you know, all that girl fantasy BS. So the reality is, as a man, first of all, Tom's right. Every little sperm you have is like a little checkbook, and you cannot let them get away from you. So if you don't have a vasectomy, you've got to use a condom. You've got to be aware of this. Too many guys tell me, you know, I say, could it be yours? And they go, I don't know. I guess. Maybe. I don't remember. I'm not even sure if I had sex with her because I was so drunk. It's like, you got to be kidding. How could you be so careless with something so critical? And then when you talk about the other side of it, the reality is that if you are not up on what's going on, if you're not paying attention, and like I said, I hate to say it, a lot of guys take the notice and throw it away, literally throw it away, because they don't want to think about it, they don't want to deal with it, it's too upsetting. I mean, there's definitely scammy women that try to make you not get the notice or have it sent to their address or some nonsense, but there's a lot of guys that get the notice and throw it away anyway. And that's a big mistake. These are things that you have to look at, you have to work on, you have to keep your eyes open, because the consequence is when you finally have your paycheck deducted, and that's when you finally call me, that's pretty late in the damn game.
Yeah, but if you didn't know about it, I mean, the success rate of getting it overturned is good, right? I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to...
It's fundamentally not fair and not equitable, legally speaking, that you get screwed for something you don't even know about. When you go into the judge and you sincerely say, look, I never got served, I never received these papers, that's why I defaulted. The law rejects default, generally speaking. The law does not like forfeitures. The law wants you to have what's called due process, which means your chance in court, your chance to argue your case. So when you say to the judge, I got screwed here and I never had my day in court because of the default that I didn't know about, it's not fair, the courts are very inclined to try to give you a chance to make a correction. And that's what I would depend on.
All right, can you all take me out, Kobe Bryant, followed by Dino's answering machine?
Love
wait,
Dino's
one more
answering
question.
Machine.
You said deal with it once you see it, the money taken out of your.
Well, I'm just saying that's usually the first time guys notice.
Yeah, well, would you be able to get that money back?
Oh hell
and
yeah!
And then I'll listen for the answer off the
end. I definitely try.
All right, thanks.
To stop the bleeding at least.
There we go.
This is about us. She's so special to me. Yeah, it beats in my heart. Yeah, the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
Oh, yeah.
Dino, you are the biggest asshole I've ever met in my entire life. Your Likas 101 shit is completely retarded. Okay, you just got lucky, hon. Let me tell you, it will never happen again. You are such a piece of shit. You're never going to score in this town again. Everyone's going to find out about how sorry you are and about how shitty Tom Likas is because he's a piece of shit. You stupid butt crack. You know, you are through. I am telling everyone, you stupid little asshole. Goodbye.
Did you ever get laid after that, Dean?
She stopped me. She stopped me. Not.
I think it pays to advertise.
Not.
Right. I'm a dick. I feel like buying a billboard that says that.
She's going to tell everyone.
With my phone number, I'm a dick.
Do not call this number.
Please spread this around. I'm a dick. You'll never get laid more than that.
Unbelievable.
Put a billboard up on the Sunset Strip. I'm a dick. Call me at 901-3000, Tom. I'm a dick.
And find out.
Right. See how much of a dick I am.
Oh, my.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Adam Sachs. When we come back, I'll tell you how you can get in touch with Adam. We have more calls coming up. If you would like to talk to family law attorney Adam Sachs with your legal questions for some free legal advice, call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. Our next caller wants to know how to officially stop his child support payments. I'm going to have to ask a few questions there. 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass.
Download the Tom Likas app.
Now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studio in Burbank at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. We are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can certainly send me an email, which I love, and I respond to personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
There you go. Adam Sachs. You hear him every Tuesday here. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. It's Troy in Plano, Texas. On the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, Adam. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm paying child support right now, and it's going to pretty much be over. Supposedly the deadline is in 3 years from now. And at 3 years point, once all the conditions have been made, how do you stop them from garnishing money out of your check? Because I don't assume that they're just going to stop garnishing at the time of date.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a process that you got to go through.
Isn't
to make
that beautiful?
That finalized.
Yeah. Guys are always surprised by this, you know. You get an order for child support, and here they are popping your check every month for $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever it is. And then it's supposed to be until the kid turns 18 or finishes high school or whatever. And then that date passes, and they just keep taking it out of your check. And I'm sorry to say that your ex is going to very happily take that money and is going to be very reluctant to return it to you. The bottom line, at the end of the child being, you know, an adult at 18, you need to actually have an attorney make a motion to stop the child support from continuing. Otherwise, it's going to keep going. And then you bring that to the Department of Child Support, and they will stop the garnishments. How do you like
what
that?
What if the child joins the military?
That's another good example. That's another good reason for the child support to end. And again, you have to go and you have to actually stop the order, otherwise the order continues on indefinitely.
Right.
Crazy, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, he's looking to join the military before the 3 years is up, so.
Oh, I see. How old is he now?
He's 15.
So was he joining the military when he's 15 or 16?
No. You could do it at 18. He's like going to the ROTC and all those other programs. He's really thinking about it, gearing up for it, planning that
thing. That's
future.
Great.
Right.
Well, so, you know, some people that's good for. If that's the kind of personality that wants to be in the military, good for him. The important thing is you don't want to keep paying this woman forever and ever. And, you know, a lot of guys are, like, celebrating on the 18th birthday, and then the next month goes by and the check gets deducted again, and they can't understand why. And that's because this stuff is primitive.
The proceedings after the once I find out that, you know, we've reached that date, or do I start prior in anticipation?
No, you got to kind of make sure that it's going to happen. And I really don't recommend you do this yourself, okay? Be careful.
Well, I wasn't going to do it myself. I hired a lawyer to do
good work.
Divorce, so I ended up owing money. I knew that, but with a lawyer on my side, I was able to reduce the damage,
right,
you know, of what I got to pay. Because they wanted a whole lot more, and if I didn't have an attorney, they'd have got a whole lot more than what I ended up having to owe.
Well, that's what Tom always says. You never lose money having a good lawyer. I guess
that's
the
true.
Question I'd ask you is, you know, now that you paid child support for all these years, what do you think about having kids?
Oh, no. I already called in a while back and got a vasectomy over this whole idea. That's already come and finalized. It was several months ago, and I'm telling you right now on that vasectomy update, that was the best damn decision I've ever made in my life. Telling you.
Everything
that I was worried about going in and getting that was the complete opposite.
I've never heard a man being dissatisfied.
Right. I thought my sex drive might be, you know, decreased. No. It doubled or tripled.
Sure.
Because now I know that,
don't
you
worry.
Know, I can fuck without, you know, all that's off my back. I'm more sexually active now, and everything that I thought I was afraid of was the complete opposite. It was the best decision ever.
Nice.
Any guy could say that.
Now, I've got someone I spoke to today who's actually on the front side of this. He's with a woman now. I think she's about 30. He's about 31 or 32. And she is with him for a few years now, and they're pretty happy. He's saying that she's special and he really likes her and everything's great. But the bottom line is she's now pressing him that she wants to have a child. She's ready to have a child. And I just told him, I said, you know, you just don't understand. You don't realize the consequences of that. You don't realize the downside. You don't realize how much it's going to change her as a woman. And, you know, where it ends up going is this court case where you get sued and your wages are getting garnished. And I think that's the shittiest thing imaginable. And when you talk about the child being only a few years old, this is going to be going on for, you know, 15, 16, 17 years. I can't imagine a bigger nightmare. And when I talk to these guys that have three or four kids and they're giving money to all these different baby mamas, I can't imagine anything more stupid than that.
Or depressing.
I lost $190,000.
Jesus.
Right.
Can you imagine?
That's how much I ended up going to end up paying at the end of the 3 years. It's $190,000.
Oh, man. My parents told me the best thing in life was free, you know? I just don't think that's true.
I only paid out of pocket like $650 for that vasectomy. So $650 with very little pain or discomfort versus $190,000 in the last 8-9 years of suffering.
Can you imagine?
A lot more pain? Yeah.
When I think about giving $190,000 to some bitch that I can't stand, okay, and God knows she's not spending it on the kid anyway, all right? She's buying all the crap that she wants with that money. I can't think of anything more depressing and upsetting to sit there. And, you know, the way they garnish it, you're looking at your paycheck. You've knocked yourself out the whole month, and you actually worked half the month for her, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're still paying taxes and Social Security, disability, and everything else. It's like you're getting a pittance on your own salary. And then you screw up. They take your driver's license away, your passport. I don't know. Having kids just seems like kind of a pretty bad deal all in all.
Well, that was my house right there because I live in Texas. So $190,000 could get a really pretty decent house.
You buy
a
mansion in Texas for $190,000.
Almost. Yes.
I
would have never got that vasectomy if I wouldn't have been a listener to Tom.
All right.
So I owe it all to him, really. I literally did. Because I would have never would have thought of that. And gone through with it. I kept hearing these guys call in and say that they got one, and I'm thinking, damn, that's a lucky bastard right there. That's a lucky bastard. How come I'm not one? I could make myself a lucky bastard by just making this happen, and so I did. I made the calls that I needed to make and did it. And then I called Tom the day I had it done on a Friday and told him all about it. But I really owe that 100% to you. So I'm not having any more kids, and I'm not going through any more pain. Thanks for listening to Tom. That's what he saved me. He pretty much saved my life, because if I'd have got another girl pregnant, that'd have pretty much been the end of it. Because I'm 43 right now. You're talking about another 18 years of that? Oh, no, that's the end of life, literally.
No, I'm sorry you had to do it once, but thank God you learned your lesson.
Troy, I am so proud of you.
Thank you, Tom. I owe it all to you, though. I really do, 100%.
Nice.
Well, blow me up.
Blow you up, Troy. Yeah. Here you go. Oh, I love it. All right, Adam, tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you.
You can call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, also my Facebook, www.adamlawyer.com, and email me, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. Don't forget, by the way, if you're just tuning in, if you're listening on demand, you're listening to a replay of the show, Adam will be back live on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
I really don't care.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptown.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Yay!
Beer Magazine, hallelujah. Halle Berry is available on the market. Let's do it. Yeah. File for divorce from that Olivier Martinez.
Yes. Done.
Olivier Martinez, whatever. French fucker.
Who cares?
Right. Smells like cheese.
It means single.
Right.
In French. Dummy.
Yeah. She clearly goes over to, you know, she goes for those, the last dude was a model. This guy is like a, you know, one of French actors that, like, squints when he looks at the camera. Like, he's so good looking, so tough that he can't actually open his eyes.
Don't. Like he got kicked in the nuts.
49 years old, that Halle Berry, and goddamn, does she look good.
And she's single again.
You just don't want to drive with her. Take Uber if you can. Just say. One of the Bartleson James dudes is dead at age 83.
Yeah, everybody
that
thought that
right there.
Those dudes were Bartleson James, but now they were just.
No, they were just actors.
Yeah. And they just bombarded when wine coolers came on the scene. These dudes are everywhere.
I would like to bring them back if we could. Right? Nobody's done it.
Nope.
Wine coolers.
But they're wine coolers, but they don't even actually have wine in them, right? They're
right,
an alcoholic beverage,
right.
But it's not wine.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what wine coolers are, but they're not wine, I think.
There's something in a bottle.
Yeah.
Chicks like you.
Done.
Man.
Part of the James, but the Ed James dude is done.
Yes. We've known that many retailers have started to do this now. Apparently, manufacturers doing it as well. They're doing away with the gender-specific toys.
Right. So
outfits, labels, anything.
Like stuff and Spider-Man stuff isn't just going to be for boys anymore. It's going to be for everybody.
Well, more importantly, Barbies aren't just for the broads anymore.
Yeah, that's weird.
See?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Right. Right.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
It's a $22
just call me Caitlin.
Billion dollar toy industry, and they want to get every dollar of it. But Caitlin has thrown a wrench into the whole thing, and there we go.
Jesus.
It is done.
Yep. Now people don't know what bathroom to go into anymore.
There's so many confusion things, I don't know. I give up.
Right. Is a drone a girl's toy or a boy's toy?
Well, according to this, it's for everybody again.
I guess so.
Might have to bust mine out right now.
In Annapolis, Maryland, a Navy Academy midshipman charged with burglary after he was found sleeping in the wrong bed.
Our friend apparently had a wonderful night of sex. He met up with some chick. Him and this girl made their way to an apartment complex where they entered the apartment through an unlocked door and banged around. The problem is that it turns out it was the home of a 74-year-old woman who called police and said, hey, there's a 20-year-old dude sleeping in a chair. No, they were already done. Oh, the girl left, but our friend was still there. Then when she startled him, our friend left the apartment, but cops still rolled up anyway and found him outside. Unfortunately for him, it's such a bitch to get into the Naval Academy. Right. Here, this guy was having the time of his life. He went out. Got laid, everything is great, had a drink at the whole nine yards. Everything was going great, except they went back to the wrong house, and now he's being charged with burglary. That sucks.
Loose spoons sink ships. That's what they say in the Naval Academy.
And no one in the Academy, they're going to kick him out for this. That sucks, man.
Yeah. Didn't something like this just happen today or yesterday where somebody ended up in the wrong house in the wrong bed, and the dude actually shot like a bunch of footage of the guy sleeping in
the bed? I don't know.
I think it did, yeah.
Because I know it happened to Charlie Sheen one time. He went to the neighbor's house and took a nap, but he didn't get shot.
You're Charlie Sheen. You're still winning. Doesn't matter. Finally, a pig alert for you. It's one of Victoria's Secret's best. It's Hannah Ferguson. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, come on.
We can agree on this, let me tell you.
This is as close to perfection as you're ever going to get.
Right.
God.
Not a hard living, you would think, but Jesus Christ, you got to put this lingerie on every day and have pictures taken that will last forever. And there's nothing disappointing about a single one.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
I'm looking at dozens of them, and I just can't find anything wrong. Spending more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Zdino. Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Learn about the Salton Sea and everything.
It's time to sail. It's time to sail.
GaryandDino.com is where you find it. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.